I'm very happy now to welcome Wendy Chapin. She's director of the play Good People, which opens at the Santa Fe Playhouse tonight, Thursday, July 10th, and runs through Sunday, the 27th of July. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And actors Scott Harrison and Lynn Goodwin join us. They are the two lead actors in this play. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is a play that, oddly enough, was also produced in Santa Fe not too long ago, and another good production. I saw the rehearsal of your production just the other night, and it is an excellent, moving, strange play. I don't know about strange, but it by David Lindsay Abaire. And it's really about class and race to me, and which trumps which in a lot of ways. How did you, Scott, choose this play, or
was it Wendy? Yeah.
Yes, I had worked on several scenes in my acting class and found them incredibly compelling and interesting to work on, just the scenes themselves. And then I went to Scott and I said, you know, have you ever read this play? I know you like Rabbit Hole, because he'd produced Rabbit Hole.
Also by the same playwright.
And I said, have you read it? And he hadn't, so I gave it to him. He read it. He liked it. And it took us 2 years, a two-year process, from when I decided I really haven't directed in town at all, except for a small showcase, short plays for women's voices. So to direct in town, it takes a lot to spend 2 months of your life really devoted to a play. It takes a lot. So it has to be something you really care about. And I found myself falling in love with this play.
Yeah.
And I've used it several scenes from it in my acting class. So I'd almost pretty much directed three quarters of it before I got to actually directing this production. So I had a lot of trial and error in my acting class as well.
And so you've been working on this play for a couple of months?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What has the rehearsal process been like? Because, I mean, especially the two characters that the two of you play, these are people who are both from South Boston, Massachusetts, and which is what would you say, sort of poor Irish neighborhood in a lot of ways, and your character, Lynn, didn't get out, and your character, Scott, did get out and became a doctor, and the two people meet again, and there's all kinds of clashes.
Right. It's, you know, there's a lot about status, about dreams, going out for something that you really want to do, and whether you get it or you don't get it, and the conflicts that come out of that. So I think the meeting up of these two people after a period of time, they knew each other when they were
30
younger.
30 years, yeah.
Right. And what comes out of that is really a universal experience. You know, I think everybody can relate to having dreams and aspirations, and whether they come through or don't come through.
There are words that keep coming up in the course of the play, and as an audience member, particularly someone who saw the previous production and sort of thought about it, and now seeing this production, there are words that really pop out at you, and one of them is comfortable. One of them is nice. You know, choice, luck, that conflict between, mm-hmm. Was your character, Scott, a lucky guy, or mm-hmm. was he a guy who made good choices? Mm. And what advantages did you have? And it's just a fascinating kind of portrayal of that through a drama. You saw yourself as a really poor kid. Lynn's character sees you as somebody who was very lucky because you actually had a father who had a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole issue of luck and choice is a real, just kind of comes head to head with Margie and Mike. And I think, you know, there's some real levels with Mike where he feels like, yeah, there may be some lucky factors that came into play for him, but that ultimately it was just a lot of hard work that got him to where he was. And but yeah, just that constant question of how much is being in the right place at the right time, how much is all the effort that you put in before being in the right place at the right time, you know, all those things, you know, come into question with the two of them when they meet again.
Mm-hmm. And Margie, you know, works hard, but it's, you know, she can't get ahead, but she's constantly, you know, she works, always working. So it's that, you know, from her perspective, it is that he had some advantages. He had some a parent, you know, parents who looked after him, and where she did not. So it's
and she's resentful, and she's really, as is pointed out, at moments really not very nice, even though you know that she's a good mother and she takes care of her disabled daughter and so on.
Well, I think that's a matter of perspective, but okay. No, it's she's from an actor's point of view, when working on this character, I see her as a truth teller. And she is not afraid to just say what it say how it is,
and yet she's
even though it might hurt somebody else, you know.
And she's the purveyor of the biggest lie in the play at the same time,
which is. But you don't say
but
it because you may not get it.
We don't want to give away the play.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, one of the things that I find remarkable is that all the characters are very human and thus very flawed.
Yeah.
And David Lindsay Abaire grew up in South Boston. This is an autobiographical piece. It's not exactly him, but it's close to him.
Yeah.
So that's why it's incredibly specific, and the writing is incredibly complex and continues to reveal itself as you work on it, because he grew up in South Boston, then got a scholarship to Milton Academy, the prep school of prep schools.
Super waspy.
Super waspy. And he spent most weekends sitting and reading in the library because he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody else would leave campus. So he had a direct experience of this class thing. And then he went to Juilliard in New York, which is also, you know, really very, the kids that go there tend to be very wealthy. And I think, so he was clashing with that all the time. So he understands it, but I think he creates characters that he really loves South Boston, is what I get.
Yeah.
From the people in the play.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And the character, the doctor, Mike, is married to a black woman, and she is of a much higher class than your character, Margaret, because she's the daughter of a doctor from Georgetown, and the subtleties of race and class mm-hmm. are so beautifully portrayed.
Yes.
In the way that those two women relate to each other and in the way they relate through Mike. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, it's an elegantly written script. It's very intricate. And the more you work on it, the more things come out of it.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you is, I mean, the process of rehearsing this mm-hmm. play and understanding the relationship between especially your two characters must have really been, I mean, I'm glad you had a couple of months to work on it, because it's something that I would think would really evolve over time.
Yeah, and I think the more that, you know, as you rehearse and you try different choices from your character's point of view, you are allowed to revisit events in a certain way that we don't get to do in real life. They just happen. But through that, you do start to build many layers into the work and into the relationship with the other characters. So it's a really wonderful process, and we've been very fortunate to have Wendy and her point of view as a director mm-hmm. and some great people in the cast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What's it like for you to direct this particular play?
It's when you're that passionate about the material you work on, it's easy. Secondly, I have an incredible cast. I can't say enough about them. And they're tireless in their passion for the play. So I can continue to work them all the way up until when they have an audience. And I'll leave them alone. But I haven't directed in 30 years. People
what?
Other than my students.
Really?
Who I have to teach acting to. I used to work at the College of Santa Fe and was in the performing arts department. And that was the last full-length play I directed was in 2001.
Oh, my goodness.
A long time ago. So I haven't had an opportunity to work with actors that I can just be the director and look at it and talk about story with them and theme and irony and all the things that directors get to look at when you're telling a story versus when you're trying to teach people how to act, then you're always sort of in a deficit position just because they're not doing the work with you.
Are you going to keep on directing plays at the Playhouse or wherever?
Yeah, if they're plays that I'm really, you know, pretty in love with. And I find a lot of plays through my acting class because people bring them to me and I work on them in class with students. And then I decide, oh, that's an interesting piece and I might pursue that. So, yeah, I hope to.
Now, this is a production of Ironweed Productions, which is your company, Scott. How's that going? You do, what is it, one play a year?
Yeah, maybe do one. Yeah, and this is our 10th, which is hard to believe. So
10th anniversary.
Right, yeah.
Congratulations.
So, thanks. Yeah, it's really, well, the great thing, too, is, you know, like with this, Wendy said, I mean, she had this play she felt really passionate about, and it's just great to, to me, it's just really exciting to kind of keep churning the soil with people. Like, let's do this. You know, let's do this story. Let's bring in these people. I mean, it's just for me, the people and the kind of, you know, cross fertilization of people and ideas and creativity. That's what's really exciting for me as a producer.
What do you think of the set?
The set was great and versatile. I mean, I always am struck by the creativity of set designers who can make basically the same picture work for a couple of different actual scenes, like the doctor's office and the house, and make a few changes, and it's the same thing. What do you think of the set?
I am in love with the set.
And then the bingo off to the side.
Yes.
And the whole, I love the metaphor of the bingo game as this whole thing of luck and chance. And
yeah.
And again, we don't want to give too much of the play away, but luckily it's time to go. So we want to thank you all very much for being here on the Radio Cafe. Wendy Chapin is the director of the play Good People by David Lindsay Abaire, and it opens tonight, Thursday, and runs through the 27th of July, which is a Sunday. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, and Sundays at 4 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And the gala opening is tomorrow at 7:30, so people can show up for that. And Thursday nights are discounted. And for more information and tickets, you can call 988-4262, and you can also go to santafeplayhouse.org. Thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you,
Mary Charlotte.